it's been a long time since we've come back. So look, to get a competitive game under the belt so early before the season is good. Like, 'cause we've come back and it's been a tough pre-season, probably one of the toughest pre-seasons I've done since I've been in the league, to be fair, and probably is the best nick I've been since I've been in the league. But look, it's a game against Dundalk. You always want to test yourself against probably the best team obviously they have been in the last 2 years. So it's a good chance to see, like John said, where we are with the group. It's obviously a new group, and obviously I'm coming into the group as well. So it's going to be a good test to see where we are. And look, I think we mean business, to be fair, and hopefully we get the win and then bring it into the season. Obviously, look, it's not the. I don't think at the end of the year people look at it and say, look, we won the President's Cup. I think the week after is more important for me. 3 points in the league, that's the main one. But obviously, I've had battles before with Dundalk with St. Pat's, and they're feisty affairs, and obviously you want to do well and whatever. But look, I'm sure it's going to be a big game for the fans going to the game. Look, it's going to be good. It's going to be good, and we're all looking forward to it. Talking to the lads in the dressing room, everyone's buzzing around to go. Everyone's fit, bar John, obviously. So competition's there, and we're ready to go. Yeah.
Momentum is a big thing in sport, and I know because it's Dundalk as well that adds another element to it, but. To start off with a win against that particular opposition this weekend would be great going into the season.
Ah, it would. Look, obviously you go out onto the pitch, you want to win. Like, there's no two ways about it. But I think, look, with Cork, obviously it's been the two top teams for the last 2 years, Cork and Dundalk. Obviously I think the other teams maybe kind of off the boil with Pats and with Rovers. So I think there's that edge there. And look, you're trying to stats to John about not beating them and drawing this, that and the other. But for me, I know how I've been there. I've been on the other side of beating them. So look, I want to try and help the lads, give what I can to the team, and see where we go from there. But like I said, President's Cup is great for the fans, the trophy on the line. But at the end of the day, I think the league is the one. Do you know, obviously, you might say there might be a psychological edge going into the league. Who gets the win? I'm sure they're taking it serious. I heard they're coming down. I think on a Thursday night, staying the night before, so they're coming down. They mean business as well. So look. We'll see how we go Saturday, but I think the way pre-season's gone, the games, I know some games are false, we're winning 6-7-0 and all against, no disrespect to the other teams, but it's not true reflection, you know, on us, and we think we're ready to go. Yeah, and look, you could say if you want, the season starts Saturday, but for me it's the next week after that is the most important one, the 3 points, and that's the bread and butter of the league. But obviously it's going to be nice if we get one over on Dundalk, yeah.
What do you expect from Saturday's game in so far as you can even have expectations?
I think it'll be helter-skelter for all the world. I don't think it'll be much football. I think the two teams, no one wants to lose. I don't know if the fans will be too happy with the quality, because it'll just be, I think it's more about the results than the performance. You could say it's a pre-season game or whatever you want to look at it, but I think it'll be a good game. It'll be feisty, always with that needle there. So, yeah, basically, look, hopefully we come out on top.
You mentioned the pre-season there was the toughest you've had. It didn't seem that difficult going by the results, so was it just training, the physical needs, demanding? Was it?
You didn't see us out there running 400 metres there every day. But, no, it was very tough, as in physically, in every day. Probably, I think out of 28 days, we've been in 21 or 22. We're in the whole time. It's been tough. It's... Mentally, you have to be strong because we're in every day. Obviously, there's people there who have families and stuff as well. And to be fair, the dedication the lads have brought to this pre-season has been phenomenal. Like, I've never seen it, to be honest. And it's very tough. And hopefully it stands as well going into the season. We would have hoped so, only after how tough it was. But, yeah, so look, that's it, yeah.
So what was kind of John Caulfield's message during that pre-season? He was just trying to build up the fitness of the whole squad and
run. no, basically it's just, look, get fit. Obviously we need to be fit, and I don't think, whatever you say about Dundalk, but I don't think any other team has done the pre-season we've done, and everyone's going full belt in training, and you can see that in the competitiveness. Obviously with the squad we have, we probably have a man to each position, so everyone's kind of pushing each other on, and obviously when you have that in training, it's going to benefit you on the pitch. So he wants everyone head down and everyone challenging everyone. If there's a race to be won, who's going to win it? So, just little things like that. And hopefully that goes into the season then as well, you know.
Yeah, because that hunger is there, so to obviously go one better in the league and maybe the cup this thing.
Yeah, I've seen that straight away when I came in here. I've probably seen it, obviously watching it from the outside the last 2 years. You can see Cork, the hunger they have to do well, and especially now after, like you say, getting bent in the cup final, come so close the last 2 years, that the hunger is there. I know there's lads come in, there's a few lads come in, maybe one or two have won a league. There's not many have. There's a few here I have, but there's a lot. It's a young enough group, and look, they're hungry to go. Like, you can see that from the outset, the way they train, the way they look after themselves off the pitch, and it's a credit to them, really. It's a credit to us all. But I think, so look, hopefully now it's goes well for us, yeah.
Is that why you came here then, just to obviously kind of win the league, hopefully,
of course? Yeah, I think so. I think, to be fair, I don't want to be saying nothing bad about St. Pat's, but I think it went stale there. I think, if that's the right word, but I think we rested on our laurels a bit, and obviously John was on to me about coming down here, and he wants to go that one bit further, and obviously the hunger desires down here, because obviously when you're hurt, you're probably a bit more hungrier as well. So, but saying that, like at Pats, we had a great 4 years at Pats the time I was there, but I think it was time to move on for me personally, and I don't think I was a better club I could have came to, the hungriest group I've probably worked with. So hopefully all this talk and all, hopefully at the end of the year we can say yes, you know, we have it, you know.
Sorry, guys, come in on that, because you know, you talked about the hunger you knew that was there looking from the outside in, but now on the inside, what have you learned about the club, or what have you learned about City that you possibly didn't know about them before coming in?
Everything, even just here now doing meetings, coming in, everything's there, the sports scientists, the physios, we've got 5 physios, there's the facilities. I know things have been great, as in weather-wise, with the pitches and all, but everything is here for you to be a proper player. The gym and the Mardyke, do you know what I mean? And that you're getting pushed from the coaches to the manager. So, like, for me, I think it's the place to be at the minute, especially if you're a young player coming up and you want to be a footballer. I think this is the place to be. You're going to have everything is there for you to get better, to get fitter, to get bigger, to get stronger. So that's the thing I noticed coming in.
Would you kind of, I'm sure you would have seen some of that opportunity in coming down, but do you think it exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, a bit, yeah. Obviously, look, with the fans, obviously, I've been in Dublin, I think, 10 years. I've been living in Dublin 10 years. You could say in Dublin, there's probably, 5 or 6 clubs. Obviously, down here, you could say there's 2 with Cove as well. But I'm sure the majority of the Cork people are support Cork City, so it's big fan base. Obviously, coming down here playing with other teams, you see the fan base, the stadium is only full every week. So I think that's what I wanted to be a part of as well, you know. So yeah, it's a bit of an eye opener, but not too major. But you know, you're at a big club, you know.
And yourself and the rest of the new lads in actually probably really look forward to Saturday in that aspect, because you know the home support and playing for City in Turner's Cross rather than against.
Yeah, definitely have that support behind you instead of coming down and probably getting slated, but. Yeah, I'm sure, like, I think Ian Turner was here before, and there's a few lads that have played here numerous amount of times, so, but, it's going to be nice for them to be on their side, more so than against it, yeah.
Is that a weird feeling as a player, going from, like, last year when it was City fans chanting against you to this year now, City fans taking you in?
I have to do it on the pitch first before they can take me in. There's no point coming here and playing bad, and then, look, so I have to go on the pitch and prove I'm a good player, and hopefully then they'll be on me back sooner rather than later, you know what I mean?